All right, good evening, everybody. Good to see you. That's Martin and Rob over there. Good to see everybody. So we were proceeding along with our study of the various averos one could commit in Bichayev Skila. And there are 18 of them, so that's fully half of all of the Misos Bezdin. So the next Mishnah says, Habal Na'ara Ha'Me'orasa. The special halacha of a woman who's not yet married, but she's betrothed, the Jewish marriage happens in two stages. First, what we call kiddushin or erusin, and then there's the nisuin, when a woman goes into the chuppah. So there are four conditions to be liable for stoning when it involves an act of infidelity with a nara me'orasa. She has to be a nara me'orasa besula bevesaviha. So let's break down each term. You have to meet all four of these criteria, and failure to meet any of the criterion will result in a different capital penalty. So a Nahara is a woman who is in an intermediate phase. She's in a transitional phase between being a halachic minor, what we call a ketana, and a halachic adult, being a bogaris. The period is only a six-month period between 12 and 12 and a half. We assume at 12 and a half, she's reached puberty. So that's the part about being a Nahara. Me'orasa, as we just said, is that she has to be betrothed. Clearly, the standard pathway towards Kiddushin, even though halachically there are three options. We talk about Aisha Miskadeshes, Bekesef, Bishtar, Ubabia. But the typical pathway is through Kesef. We don't use Shtar and Bia anymore. So again, the Kiddushe Kesef were already given, but she hasn't gone under the Chuppah yet. So that's the part about Na'ara Me'orasa, Besula, as we understand, is that she hasn't had relations with any man. We'll get to that at the end of the Mishnah. There's a little bit about the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and the Chachamim as to what exactly constitutes halachic relations. Bevesaviha means in her father's house. So she already left her father's house, but she hasn't yet undergone the process of nisuin. So let's say the husband sends messengers, the Shulchei Abal, come along to bring her from, Spain to Portugal, where the wedding is going to take place, and something happens on the way, so that would not meet the criterion for skila. So here we go into the Mishnah. Habal nara me'orasa, eno chayev atche tehei, nara besula me'orasa, vehi beveisaviya. She is in her father's household. This is an interesting summation to the Mishnah. If two individuals would have relations with her, harishon beskila, the first one would be skila because she would be a besula. Vashani, she's no longer a besula. Bechanek, so it just gets the standard death penalty. Remember, stam misa hamura betorah is chanek. It's considered the least severe. Skila sreifa herig chanek. So the question is, why do you have to teach us this? Presumably, we would have known that this is the halacha. She's no longer a besula. She doesn't meet the criterion of nara milrasa besula beveisavia. So it's pointed out by a number of the rishonim who comment on the Mishnah that this is actually a reflection of Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was, of course, the editor of the Mishnah, and he felt that what's called Bia Shalo Kedarka, which is not the standard method of intercourse, was Shem Bia. It has the status of halachic relations for these purposes, and that's really what the Mishnah is trying to teach, that even if the first Maisa Bia, she still has her Besulim, she still is a virgin from one standpoint, but she experienced a sexual act, an unconventional sexual act, Bia Shalo Kedarka. So then she's no longer halachically considered a besula for these purposes, and that's why hasheni bechenek. So from there, the Mishnah moves on back to our topic of Avodah Zarah. So there's such a thing called a mesis in halacha, and then there's a mediach. They're both people that try to convince others to do Avodah Zarah, but there's a difference. A mediach is more successful than a mesis. A mediach is able to convert a whole city into an irani dacha. Sigi is able to get the majority of the people in the city to engage in Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about him. He's very successful. Right now we're talking about the mesis. The mesis is somebody who works in the corners, in the shadows. He works on an individual basis. So it's really interesting. If you look in Sefer Dvarim, there are two different kinds of individuals who could try to lead others to Avodah Zarah. One of them is what we call a hedyot. That's what we're going to talk about in our Mishnah. He's just an average guy that decides to try to convince people to do Avodah Zarah. You got to look out for him. He's a crafty one. And then there's somebody who claims to be a Navi. That person, you know, he has delusions, and there's a different halacha. So a Navi Sheker, he says the Torah refers to them as a cholem chalom. He imagines he's having these dreams, telling people to worship Avodah Zarah. He doesn't have the halacha of skila. It's only the mesis. So again, a mesis is somebody who tries to get other people to worship Avodah Zarah. Now here's the amazing thing about it. He could be a total failure and still be chayav skila. It's not at all intuitive. So nobody listens to him. And yet he tries to convince people to do Avodah Zarah, so he's liable for the worst of the capital penalties. And the question really is, why? So the Ramban relates this in a famous essay that he wrote on a topic called Hachraza. There are four times in the Torah where the Torah says about an individual that he will be put to death, v'cholam yishmu v'yirau v'lo yizidun od, that you make a big public statement about it. One of them is called the Zakin Mamre. So a Chacham who's in rebellion against the High Court, against the Sanhedrin HaGedola, that's one case. The other case is Edim Zomimin, individuals who come and make up testimony. They weren't even in the time and the place where the event took place. The third is the case of Ben Sower Umora, the wayward son. And the fourth is the case of the Mesis. So the Ramban explains, in all of these cases, really there isn't what we call a Chet Maves. The Ben Sower Umora hasn't really done anything yet that should require him to have a capital punishment. The Zakin Mamre just holds from a different position in Halacha and teaches the position that he's comfortable with and tells people to do that position. So it could have nothing to do with a literally capital crime. It has to be a Devar Shechayev Nol Zona Kari Shegasu Chatas, but it doesn't have anything to do with a capital crime. And likewise, Edim Zomimin are only punished if the person that they were testifying against, nothing happened to him. As the Pasuk says, Kasher Zamam Laso Sachiv, Kasher Zamam Velo Kasher Asa. So if on the basis of their testimony, individual would put to death, we wouldn't put them to death. So in all these cases, the Ramban says, why are these individuals put to death? Starting with our case, the Mesis, he says, to protect society. So the result isn't the issue, but the threat itself was the issue. And the Gemara Masech the Sanhedrin relates to this, and the Gemara proves this in a very clever way. The Gemara, and Tosus makes the same comment, based on the Gemara says that any Mesis, somebody who tells you to do Avodah Zarah, would have literally the perfect defense in any court. He would say, yes, it's true. I told him to do Avodah Zarah. But the Torah already told him not to do Avodah Zarah. So why should he listen to me? Divrei Harav, v'divrei HaTalmid, divrei Mishomin. Why should he have listened to me? He's responsible for himself. So again, on that basis, the Bali HaTosos comment that a regular Mesis, the Mechayib, that which he's liable for is not getting anybody to do Avodah Zarah, but for trying to get people to do Avodah Zarah. It doesn't matter what the result is. So that's what our Mishnah talks about, the Mesis. A Mesis Zehediot. Again, he's talking about not the Navi or the Cholem Chalom, somebody who claims to be the Navi, that's a different din altogether. Hamesis Zehediot, Hamesis as Hahediot. Amarlo. So he says to the guy, Yesh Yira b'makom ploni, that there's a certain god over there, right there in the Stein Auditorium, that's where he likes to hang out on Wednesday nights. Yesh Yira b'makom ploni, kach ocheles, he likes to eat fig Newtons. Kach shosa, he likes sun-kissed orange soda. Kach mitiva, kach meria. If you pour it to him this way, he'll be good to you. If you pour it to him the other way, he won't be so good to you. So the Mishnah goes on to say, Kol chayav emisa shebetorah ein machminim aleihim. We're not looking to put anybody to death. You guys remember, I've mentioned it probably 300 times. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon said that if they were living in a time when the Sanhedrin HaGedola was done, dini nefashos, they would make sure that no case actually made it to the capital penalty phase. But we don't look to entrap anybody. Entrapment's the legal term. You never look to entrap anybody except the Mesis. Somebody who's trying to seduce other people to Avodah Zarah, so he set up a trap for him. Machminim aleihem, chutz mizo. As the Torah says, it's the only pasuk in the Chumash where you have five Yisurim in one pasuk. The Torah says, lo sovelo velo sishmaylo v'salchosin chayilav velo sachmo velo sechase alav. Five different Yisurim in the pasuk that we're not supposed to listen, not supposed to be seduced, not supposed to have compassion, not supposed to try to exonerate individual who's trying to seduce us to do Avodah Zarah. So here we go. Here's the entrapment. Amar lishnayim. So if he says to two people to go ahead and to do Avodah Zarah, normally to have any kind of Misas Bezdin, there's an ironclad requirement. There has to be Hasra. They have to warn him and say, if you continue to do this, you're going to be Chayim Skila. So the Mishnah says in this case, no, Hein Edav, Mevino so the Bezdin Vesoklin, so you can put him to death on the basis of their testimony alone. Amar le'echad. So if he says to one person, it's not going to be enough, right? Because you need another person. Al pishnayim edim yakum davar. Al pishnayim edim. Al pish loshay edim yumas hameis. So who omer yesh li chaverim rotzim bikach? So the person who heard him should say, oh, I have friends. I have Rabbi Yitz over there, Siggy, Danny, let me bring them along. That way there will be more people to hear it so they can testify against him. So if the individual gets smart, he thinks that maybe he's being trapped, So im haya arum veinu yachla daber bifneim, he's a little hesitant. So then what you do is, machminim lo, again, we set up an ambush for him. So I put Steve and Justin and Dan behind the curtain over there. They say, what was that you told me a minute ago? What do you want me to go do? Would you want me to go and worship? You put them behind the fence so he can't see them. So machminim lo, edim achori agedir. V'hu omer lo, emor mash amarat li biyichud. You mind just repeating what you said to me 5 minutes ago? V'hala omer lo. And he says, v'hu omer lo. So then at that point you tell him, look, heyach nachniach es Eloheinu shebashamayim, how are you going to abandon God in heaven? V'neilech v'navod etzim v'avanim, and you want me to bow down to trees or to stones. So im chozer bo harezim mutav, the guy backs down, fine. V'im amar kachu chovaseinu, he says, we have to worship the sun-kissed God. You know, how can we not worship the sun-kissed God? That's it. We pull out Justin and Steve and Dan hiding out behind the Stein Auditorium. We say, we got you, we're going to Beis Din right now. V'chach yafalanu omdin me'achori hageder. They jump up, they pop up, they say, nailed. Mavino so the Beis Din v'soklin oso, and he gets stoned. Ha'omer, so what does he have to say? So remember, we talked about the four universal forms of Avodah Zarah. Yishtachavaya, bowing down. Nisuch, libation, kitur is incense, and zavicha is offering sacrifices. And we said, no matter if it's the derech of Avodah Zarah, bekach or not, those are considered the universal forms of Avodah Zarah. So these are the examples of what the Mesis might say. Ha'omer Avod, I'm going to service. Elech Avod, I am going to go, walk, and then serve it. Nelech v'navod, we will go and serve it. Ezbach, elech v'azbach, nelech v'nezabeach, akter, elech v'akter. Nelech v'naktir, anasech, elech v'anasech, nelech v'nizasech. Any kind of these conjugations. I will go and offer libations. We will go and offer libations. I will bow down, ishtachaveh. I will walk and bow down, elech v'ishtachaveh. We will go and bow down, nelech v'ishtachaveh. Those are all cases that belong under the category of mesis. Now we're going to get to, God willing, mediach tomorrow. Again, the difference between the mesis and the mediach. The mediach was able to have a broader impact on society. So we'll talk about the formulations associated with the mediach, and that will be, God willing, tomorrow. Bichanan mekashem rezkunish baruch uzakos Yisrael. Nefikach hirbalem tar mitzvah shenemar. Adonai chafetz aman sidko. Yagdil tarav yadir kadesh tirabanan.